Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. And, John, if you wanted to control people, you really wanted to control them to get control, what would be the best way to do it? Let me ask you this. By controlling their travel, by controlling where they can live, or their speech, or by controlling their food, what would be the best?
The food.
Take it away, Richard.
Kamala Harris working with Tim Walz to create Federal Department of Groceries. Food price control and empty shelves won't be far behind. It says, in keeping with her campaign promise to lower the price of food at the supermarket, Democrat presidential candidate Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz are planning to create a new Federal Department of Groceries to price fix the nation's food supplies.
And so then you decide who gets food and how much food will be available, and who is going to be politically correct. And so what would happen to Christian population where it comes to food? We would be going hungry, wouldn't we?
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyhow, can you imagine that, having... now, how would that work? Because there's a lot of people like us. You know, we grow our own gardens. We grow a lot of our own food. What do you think they would do about that? Confiscate our food, John?
Absolutely. They wouldn't allow that. They would. You'd be a criminal. And, that'll be criminalized.
Now, we've seen that to some degree already.
With the farmers with the seed.
The farmers with the seed, and also especially with the Amish with the milk.
Yep.
They've had, they've really gone after the Amish many, many times. And then also you had situations where beekeepers were, their hives and that were destroyed by the feds.
Mm-hmm.
And, bees are necessary. You have to have honeybees. Okay?
Absolutely.
And so, but to have Kamala and Tampon Timmy involved in controlling our food, that would be a pretty horrible thing.
Federal Department of Groceries. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, when we go back in history, we can look at the communist Chinese tyrant, Mao Zedong.
Mm-hmm.
And they used food against their enemies, and millions were starved to death. Millions. And Stalin did the same thing in the Ukraine in the 1930s. I hear 6-7 million starved to death. The food was there, and they starved them. So these tyrants, they know how to do it, Pastor Ernie, and they would starve us. Anyone that they see as their political enemy, they would starve us if they could control all the food.
Well, right now there is a huge problem of famine in the world today. And they're the ones, the globalists are the ones behind it. I remember some years ago, I was talking to the guy. He owned this small little restaurant, and he was from Russia, and he came over here after World War II. And he grew up during the World War II and prior, to the war in Russia. And I was talking about Joseph Stalin. I said, what an animal this guy was. Stalin was actually a practicing Satanist. And and so here, this man who was an atheist, very cold, he said, some people love Stalin, some people hate Stalin. He said, we loved him. I says, how can you say that? He said, because if you got food, you loved him. If you didn't get any food, you hated him, okay? And that was his mindset. And they were actually taking and making like cornbread and stuff, filling it with sawdust. They used sawdust in there. And people were eating that. So during that time. All righty. Talisa, you got an article. You've been waiting for this.
This is from WND. It says New York Judge Juan Merchan created controversy for himself and for President Donald Trump by refusing to recuse himself from Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's odd legal claims, including that misdemeanor business reporting violations in Trump's businesses were felonies because of some other undisclosed crime. Merchan pointedly stayed on the case despite the obvious conflict that was created when his daughter was being paid by Democrat political campaigns, including that of Trump's 2024 election opponent, at the same time as her father was ruling against Trump in the courtroom. Now Merchan is in more trouble. He's being sued for concealing his financial records, which are required by law to be disclosed.
Merchan is in violation of election tampering.
Yes.
He should be charged with election tampering, along with all of those that judge, what is her name, out of the one that just came out and said she was going to sentence Trump, but she really don't know what to do. She's kind of stymied because of the Supreme Court ruling.
Yeah.
And she said she doesn't agree with the Supreme Court. Well, the Supreme Court overruled her, right? But she says that's not going to chunking.
Yes.
That's not going to change her sentencing. Well, in other words, they're saying we don't care about the laws, right? Now, they're using lawfare, what they call lawfare, against President Trump. Let me ask you, it was the very same policies, the same procedures they used when they to prosecute Jesus. Mm-hmm. It was the lawyers, remember?
Yep.
And the courts would, that day, they used lawfare against Jesus. Not a lot changed, huh?
And they used it against the apostles. Paul and over and over again in the book of Acts, you can see that.
And they used it against you. I was there at your trial. Yeah.
Yeah, they sure did.
And they went after me several times, but by God's grace, he kept me out of prison. And I got, I gave them better than they gave me. They tried to charge me with a RICO for saving babies. Three times. But I gave them better than I got. We went after those corrupt judges. And so, John, you did the same thing in Pennsylvania, didn't you?
Yeah, in York, Pennsylvania, Pastor Ernie. But they did this. This was a tactic of all the tyrants, the communist tyrants, Stalin and Hitler. They call them show trial. That's what they were called. And that's what they're doing with Trump. They've got show trials again.
So now they're in a real panic because they know if Trump gets back in, if he somehow,
yes,
then he can use the military, and this is why they're scared to death. Now what they're doing now is they're hiring thousands of more crooked lawyers to add to the so-called Justice Department to keep are very, very corrupt. Merrick Garland in power there, and what they're doing, John, is they're trying to illegally, totally unconstitutionally, and of course they're going to twist and spin like they've been doing with Jack Smith, to make it where these appointments that they're appointing, like Garland did with Jack Smith, it was a totally illegal appointment. The Supreme Court ruled that guy's got no authority. He's not even legitimate, right?
That's right.
And so now they're saying that all of these new crooked lawyers that they're appointing are permanent positions. They can't, in other words, when Trump gets in, he can't fire them. Remember what Bill Clinton did when he got into office? He fired all of those at the Justice Department and appointed all these other crooked lawyers. Hillary was behind that, and that's what they're up to right now. And that's what they're trying to do because they're scared to death because they know if Trump gets back in, unless they can control him. In other words, with all those crooked lawyers in there, they can shut down everything he tries to do. And so now they're in a panic mode. So let me ask you this. is that why possibly these liberals are all of a sudden taking Trump's side on these things? Are they looking for kind of a pardon or something? What do you think? What's happening? Something strange is happening.
I don't know, Pastor Ernie, but everything they've thrown at Trump has turned against them. The Lord is in this. I mean, now you had a debate, and they had it all stacked up. She had all the answers ahead of time. She was propped or tested here or prepared for, 2 weeks ahead or more? They had him fact-checked with lies, and it's blown up in their face. The assassination attempt, I mean, it had to be perfect for him not to take a bullet in the head. You know, the alignment had to be absolutely perfect. Otherwise, it would hit him in the skull. All these law cases against him, now, they're all falling apart, Pastor Ernie.
Well, that David, what's his name? One of the guys that were there, those two hacks that... we're moderators, if you call them that. I remember where I first ran into him, and that was years ago with Judge Roy Moore. Judge Roy Moore had a conference, and I was asked to come speak, and there was about 20 pastors there. So Judge Moore came out, and he spoke. And by the way, it's an interesting thing, because you had those five women who made those false charges against him.
Mm-hmm.
He challenged every one of them to take a lie detector test with him, and and all five of them refused to do that because they were all lying. Okay, and so in fact, here, this is an interesting article, exclusive: woman suing Rudy Giuliani for sexual harassment was previously sued for racketeering. Now listen to this, and extorting high net worth men. That's right. Rudy Giuliani's accuser has been sued for extorting millions of dollars from wealthy men in the past. And so here, let me go with this article. She goes here, the Gateway Pundit unearthed a lawsuit dating back to 2016 where real estate mogul Steve Kogut accused Noelle Dunphy, the woman suing Giuliani, of leading a racketeering ring. He alleged the ring targets high net worth men and extorts them for cash by using lawfare and false sexual allegations as blackmail. In the lawsuits, Kogut and Dunphy accused him of rape and sexual harassment to extort for cash. The fake news did not report on the racketeering lawsuit when this very same woman came out with similar allegations against Rudy Giuliani last year, just like the ones that brought all that against Trump.
Yeah, same kind of situation.
Yeah. That Stormy, what's her name?
Daniels?
Four times she had come out and testified that there was never anything between her and Trump. Four different occasions. Then they told her, listen, there's a lot of money if you lie. There's a lot of money if you lie. And she decided to go for the money, didn't she? Okay. Rudy Giuliani and Noelle Dunphy dated briefly. In other words, he went out with this woman. Now, this woman is about half of his age. Okay, why would she go out with him? She's about half his age if she's that old. And here, I'm looking at a picture of them standing together. Plaintiff Steve Kogut alleged that Dunphy extorted him after they broke off their short-lived romantic relationship. He also alleged Dunphy boasted of her civil conspiracy to defraud. Wait a minute. Of her targeting and extortion schemes and the success that she had in blackmailing billionaire Michael Gabe Gabelli, who in paying her $5 million by threatening Gabelli with a civil lawsuit. Okay. And so there's a picture of him here and the billionaire. All righty. You won't hear that on NBC, ABC, or CBS, will you?
No.
You know what? Since I've got you guys here, I think I'm going to open the phone lines and take some calls. And, you know, I expect you to say something very significant, right?
Absolutely.
Can you do that, John?
I'm ready.
All righty.
I'm ready, Pastor.
Okay, let's do that, Seth. Uh-oh, Seth has left his post. There, no, he's not. He was laying low, wasn't he? Open the phone lines.
Pen.
All right, the phone lines are now open. Boy, I mean, they were ringing even before I got them open. At 888-677-9673. You don't suppose this could possibly be Clifford, do you? 888-677-9673. Okay, because, I mean, there's something about this program. Of course, now, we know about Clifford, right?
Yes.
In some places, he's Clifford. Other places, he's Joe. Mm-hmm. But do we know who he really is?
No.
Do we? No. All right. So, I'll find out in a minute here. Who do we have? Okay, this is Coach Dwayne. Hey, Coach, quit acting like Clifford.
God bless all of you tonight. As usual, what a phenomenal show you guys have once again.
We just can't help it.
Hey, you know, after watching the debates and everything that's going on, we're all sitting watching America being torn apart. We just see the rise in devil possession in people. People are scoffing, mocking. They're agreeing with homosexuality as a normal lifestyle. We see the rise in killing children. It's amazing what's taking place across America and the world.
You're absolutely right. It is. I mean, we're seeing, as the Bible talks about it, as the unsealing. We're seeing the unseen sealing of God's word every day, and some of us recognize it, but the vast majority of people, just like the Bible says, are clueless, huh?
Without question, I'll make it short so other people can get in tonight, because I love listening to you when you're all on the air. I just want to say that every day we've got to pray and ask God for one more chance. Give America one more chance, because we know the rapture's around the corner. We know that the Antichrist is ready to make the scene. We see all the signs. Jesus says it was in the days of Noah. And what was the days of Noah to begin with? They didn't want no part of God. They didn't want to repent. They laughed and mocked Noah. Then Jesus says, as it was in the days of Lot. What was that? Homosexuality, bestiality, sex with children. We see all these things. But we're asking God for one more chance. Please put Trump in office.
Yeah, we definitely need him. It's obvious, in my opinion, that he's got the Lord's anointing on him. Look what they've tried to do to him. I mean, just look. And well, just today, they had to drop two more of their charges. Which they knew they couldn't get by with, right? So little by little.
Do you know why they dropped the charges?
No, go ahead and tell me.
Because that prosecutor there, the female, I call her Fanny. It's Fawny, I think, Fawny.
They referred to her there. She's referred to by the people there as Big Fanny.
Fanny. It's F-A-N-I, Fanny.
Yeah.
So anyway, she tried to bring in federal charges. She was trying to prosecute federal charges, and the judge threw that out, saying, no, that those are federal charges, not state charges. But the case against Trump in New York, they used federal charges. The state prosecutor used federal charges against Trump. And in Georgia, they tried to do the same thing, and they threw it out. So which is which, Pastor Ernie?
Well, again, like I said, these people are not, the Constitution doesn't mean anything to them.
No, it means nothing to them.
But the thing of it is, in all cases, they all should be charged with election tampering. In all cases, that's exactly what they're doing. And the ironic thing is, that's what they charged that Chunkin trying to charge President Trump with. He was doing his job. He was president at the time, and he did what he was supposed to do, and not for himself, but for the country. Anyhow, let's go out to, California and Roseland. Roseland, you're in the air.
How are you, Pastor Ernie?
I'm okay. How are you, Roseland?
Oh, I guess I'm all right, but I'd like to ask you a question. I am a Messianic Jew, and I am a very firm Donald Trump supporter, and I want to ask you this. I heard you say that they would probably confiscate food from people like that are growing their own food and stuff.
Yeah, you would know that they would try to.
Well, here's what I'm doing. I've been stockpiling, and I want to know, would they... I mean, I wouldn't doubt if they were coming to people's homes. Is there a doubt that they would confiscate people's food if they've been stockpiling? Because I saw on my phone the other day that President Obama made it a crime to stockpile.
Right. He called it hoarding. And they decide how much you should have. And again, it's all about control. It's all about control.
Yeah. And I am... Oh, sure it is. Sure it is. And I am... on disability, and I get a food stamp card, so I'm paying for food with a food stamp card, and I am elderly and disabled. I'm probably that, and I'm Jewish. I'm probably the first one they will go after.
Well, they've been going after elderly Christian women who are out in front of the abortion mills out there. They're arresting grandmothers, this corrupt, this absolutely, totally, completely corrupt Merrick Garland. This guy is completely corrupt.
Absolutely. And I am a Messianic Jew, and I do love Yeshua HaMashiach very much.
Well, thank you, Rosalind. And keep us in prayer, because if you're listening to us out there in K-Praise, we need the folks out there at K-Praise to help us keep that program, because, we're doing the best we can.
I certainly will. But let me ask you a question, though. Is there a possibility that they would come in and confiscate my food? And also, I'm not vaccinated because I have neurological problems, and I understand that Kamala Harris, if she gets in, will be forcing people to take the vaccine.
Well,
I know they're looking to reduce the population.
That's what they want to do, but again, there's going to be a lot of resistance. They're going to run up against a whole lot of resistance, and they're not going to be able to get away with that fake COVID stuff now that they did last time. People are more and more aware of what was happening. And nobody trusts the federal government today out there.
Oh, absolutely not. And I want you to know I love listening to you very, very much so. And I think you're doing a wonderful job of furthering the gospel. And God bless you, Pastor Ernie.
Well, thank you. And God bless you, Rosalind. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go out to... right back. Let's go back here to Cleveland. We got Mark. Mark, you're in the air.
Hello.
Hello, you're in the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Pastor Ernie?
I'm okay. How are you, Mark?
Not bad. Listen, some of your, people that call in. You know, I feel that the Antichrist is here already, you know. The false prophet, you know, we shouldn't take the mark of the beast. That's in this election, okay? You know, everything points how they want to kill people, how they, you know, they're controlling your food. Isn't that part of, what you're going to buy, what you can sell? It's already here. I mean, the Spirit of God spoke that to me. It's not going to come like in such a notice, and they're promising, Camilla, you know, she's trying to build people up like she cares about them while she's actually, while they're all dying off, you know, while she's stabbing them in the back, you know. And it's sad that people got to open their eyes. That's what's happening, okay? And I'm with the guy that says, you know, we got to pray for Trump. You know, God already saved him. Let's hope. He gets us out of this mess, at least in this country. You know.
I hear you, my friend. A lot of people feel the same way. And remember, for 366 times in the Bible, it says to fear not or be not afraid. So,
right.
You know, God has raised us up.
Say for the Christians, where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. So God is always going to protect us, be with us, you know. And this thing is happening. These are the end times. This is, like I said, this is the Antichrist. Don't take the mark. And these people are taking the mark because they're siding with evil, all kinds of crazy stuff. You know, that's not from God. You know, I don't care what party you are, but to see this, you know, it's remarkable. It's truly the perilous end times. You know, there's no other explanation. You know.
Well, yeah, we're seeing everything's falling right into place. Just what God's word, the Bible says, is it couldn't be more accurate than it is. So read 2 Timothy chapter 3, Romans 1. It's there, just like God's word, the Bible said it would be. All right, I got to move on, but thanks for calling.
Thank you, Pastor Ernie, and keep on keeping on. All right.
You do the same, my friend. Let's go to Illinois with Nancy. Nancy, you're in the air.
Hi, Pastor Ernie and everyone else.
Hey, Nancy.
I was just wondering, I always took that scripture in Proverbs as for the abortionist, because it says a proud look, which is what he would be in his white coat, and a proud look, lying tongue, where the young girl or young woman says, I'm not really murdering a baby, am I? And he says, of course not.
Well, it applies to both of them. It applies to all of them like that. That would apply to Hillary. That would apply to, like you said.
I know, but it's the abortionist hands that are really shedding innocent blood.
Yes and no. Okay, they're doing it with. If you go read Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 34, all the way through the end, and the Lord is telling these women. Now, actually, he's using wicked women and adulterous women as a place for Israel. He's actually talking about the nation of Israel here, but he says your skirts are filled with the blood of the innocent. And here he says, I didn't have to look upon your hearts, but your own mouth, you convicted yourself. And what they were doing is they were saying, well, we haven't done anything wrong. And what we did was allowed. It was legal. And he said, so we're innocent. And God said, no, you're not innocent. Okay. And so that's what we're talking about. But that would apply to both.
Okay.
Yeah, she is promoting child killing, and time again, she's going after pro-lifers and trying to put pro-lifers away in prison. She's a wicked, extremely wicked, and God's word, the Bible, refers to them as unclean. She's an unclean woman.
So, Harris?
Yeah, Kamala.
I call her the evil, wicked, cackling witch.
She's a very wicked woman. She needs to repent. If she does not repent, she will burn. All righty. Well, thanks, Nancy.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, we're there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was also wondering when you were talking about that Big Pharma's pharmakia. Is that scriptural? Because I was trying to explain that to my sister.
Pharmakia means witchcraft. That's what it means. It was referring to those that endowed and
But is that in scripture where I could show that to her?
Oh yeah, it is.
Do you know where?
Not right offhand, right now. Wendy would tell you. Wendy often quotes the scriptures. I've actually preached on it once, but right now, it's not coming to me. But
all right, and then one more thing. I liked your teaching on where I call him Zero Obama, because he's not an O anything, where he's in Bible prophecy, maybe. And I was wondering if you could make a, if you could put that into your letter, or if you could make a CD of that and offer that when we give our donation.
All right. Yeah. You know what? I could do that. I've done that before. I preached on that many, many times. In fact, we did do that some years ago. We showed you all the Bible verses that describe Obama perfectly there.
When I listened to you on that, I didn't write anything down, and then later on I kind of forgot.
Okay, maybe I could do that in the near future. But I'm going to have to move on because we got a board lit up here. So God bless. Let's go to Cliff in New York. Cliff, you're in the air.
Yeah, how you doing? I guess that study, it said the Lord will turn the wicked into hell. That's also applying to individuals, it seems like, not just nations.
Well, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Actually, that word there in the nations, if you look in the Hebrew, that word means heathen. That's a word for heathen, okay.
Yeah. I'm going through this audio book. It's called Paul from Sinner to Saint. Paul from Sinner to Saint by Dr. Bill Creasy. I would recommend it. It is interesting because it's a series of lectures, but it goes into the geography and the history of at that time, so it's been useful. But also on China, I started to listen to this audio book that's on the circuit, Mao's America, and it's about this woman that grew up in China and's here now. She's in her 60s, and she witnessed this Red Guard. What they did is they went into people's houses, like massively, you know, like hundreds of thousands in Shanghai, Beijing, and just took out their books, their memorabilia, their photographs. They didn't want anything that would be subversive to the state. And, I had not heard of that.
This is what they're doing right now with these. In Europe, they're doing it. In Brazil, they're doing it where they're saying that you have to, it's called the truth. What is the name of it right now? Where they're doing exactly that. They're saying here, if you're giving disinformation, any kind of disinformation, well, disinformation is anything they disagree with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're going after, they just went after X, you know. They're going after trying to shut X down, across, because with, what's his name? Help me out, John.
Elon?
Right, Elon Musk. They're trying to show because he's fact-checking. He's saying, look, you know, we're going to, and so they don't like that. And it's their propaganda. But they're trying to push that, and what is they call it, truth or something. I can't remember the rest of it. But
well, that's what they were doing with destroying the statues all around the country in the United States.
Right. They want to try to erase our history.
Erase the history. I mean, that's just a...
Joseph Stalin said the only way to control a people's future is to erase their past. Mm-hmm. And if you can erase...
Yeah, that was in the book, too. She witnessed this. She's like 8 years old in the 60s, you know?
Yeah.
So she saw this, but she said there were all these statues to Buddha, these monasteries, and they just destroyed them as well.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're trying to do here.
It is interesting. And then there was something Biden said that was like talking about women will be halfway to heaven or halfway to the sky. And that's exactly what Mao said, according to her. So as I read this, she's comparing America now to what she saw in China back then. And on the Russian thing, I happen to be in a library. I read a couple. This is going back. I read a couple of chapters from a book that was from the Navy. What do you call it? The Academy or the
Naval Academy? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And whoever wrote this book was talking about the potential for nuclear war, and he said that a country that says that they're not going to you know, come forth with nukes if they're losing, and, you know, they'll might change that. You know, they might bring them out. That was what he was speculating in the book, that you can't just go, like, if they're losing a war, conventional war, and they have the nukes, that's when you, they might change their mind and actually bring out the nukes.
Remember, we had Milley had, when President Trump was president, Milley had notified the Chinese that and the Russians that before one we will not be the first one to use nuclear weapons. In other words, he overread his commander in chief, and then we will notify you before we would fire any weapons, before we would use nuclear. In other words, we'll tell the enemy what we're going to do. Okay,
right.
I got to move on, Cliff.
Okay.
All right. Let's go out to AC in Cleveland. AC, you're in the air.
Yes. Hello, Pastor and Chaplain and crew.
Hello.
You had a earlier caller that was confused about the Mark of the Beast, okay? And the Mark of the Beast is not being implemented right now. It will not be implemented until the tribulation period. We're not in it.
Now, what they have done, they've run a lot of test runs to see what people would accept and what they would not accept. And they've actually had to where, in some of the militaries, especially like in France and that, where they would have people to accept chips and to see if you could get them to do that. To, in other words, going into banks and that, you would have a chip in your hand and your or your forehead, and you'd stand there, or they would... Or they could read your retinas also. This is a prelude. This was like a practice run to see what people would be willing to accept and what they would reject.
Right, right. But we're not, it hasn't been implemented yet. It's going to be the Antichrist that's going to implement it. The Antichrist is on planet Earth, but he has not been revealed. And, you know, the Bible says in Revelation that the mark of the beast is simply a mark. It doesn't need to be a chip. It's a mark. And it's the act of taking it that damns a person's soul. So it doesn't need to be a chip. All it needs to be is a bar, some sort of a mark. And so, and in 2 Thessalonians, it talks about the identity of the Antichrist is a mystery, and it's at work, but it's going to, he's not going to be revealed until a person is taken out of the way. That person's the Holy Spirit. And when the rapture takes place, the pre-tribulation rapture, then the Antichrist is going to be revealed.
Right. But there's a lot of us that can see all the characteristics and the attributes and that we would know that that's possibly going to be the one. But I have to move on because the whole board's lit. But thanks for calling there. Let's go back out to Mark. Mark, you're in the air.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I have to respond to that guy. You know, you look in this administration, this current administration, they're full of lies. That means they're serving the father of lies, okay? They're influenced, and they're passing that on to people. You know, that's part of the mark. Take the mark. Kill. You know the story. Kill the babies.
That's not the mark. What you're talking about there. Let me give you an example. You're seeing what's happening would be in Hosea chapter 4, verses, 1 through 7 or 8 there, is kind of a prelude to what's happening right now today in America, okay? And so what's happening, and you're going to see that, with the wickedness and the evil. 2 Timothy chapter 3 is very specific. It doesn't say in later days or end days. It says in the very last days. And that's what Daniel was talking about there in Daniel chapter 12 when he told Daniel to seal up the book until the end. And then we're seeing now the book being unsealed. We're watching that. So we know that what? That we, this is the end, okay? This is the end times. So, but I'm going to have to... How much time do we have there, Seth? Let me know. Because we have a lot to close tonight, but go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Well, but you got to keep in mind that, you know, they're serving the father of lies, okay?
Yep.
And you know, I believe the Antichrist is going to sneak in. It's not kind of like big announcement. It's going to be by the policies, by what you know, what this country stands for.
No, go ahead. Listen. Read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, starting with verse 13, all the way into chapter 5. Now, read it very, very carefully, and that will explain that to you perfectly. But I have to move
say
on.
Say again, Thessalonians what?
First Thessalonians chapter 4, starting with verse 13. And then go ahead and read all the way into. You're going to find out there's two distinct things to take place. You're going to talk about the day of the Lord.
Amen. They told me this. You know, it's not like I decided to come up with this on my own. You know, and it just, you know, especially when people say we're living in end times. Well, it's in the foot on the footsteps of us being tried to seduce by the enemy. You know. By the devil and you know when your country stands for lies, that's devil talking, man. You know, the father of lies.
I hear you. Got to move on. But listen, thanks for calling, Mark. All right, Big John. You know, America is in big trouble, and the folks out there, you know, God means exactly what He says. He means exactly what He says. I promised I'd give this quick a spot for this lady here. It's a dinner and testimony for Carol Beiler, and that's Wednesday, September 18th at 6 p.m. Register for dinner at the square. Now, this is out in Geauga County, dinner at the square, or call Carol at, and I'll give you this number very, very clear, 440-725-7022. That's 440-725-7022. It's a $30. It's going to be, you get a copy of her book and a meal. And the address would be 9145 Old State Road. That's 9145 Old State Road in Hamden, Ohio. I would definitely call the number before you go out there, so because you have to follow a long drive and pass a field in a building, and it's back behind a big red barn. 9145 Old State Road, but her number to call again would be 440-725-7022. It's the dinner and testimony of Carol Beiler. That's September 18th at 6 p.m. Now, well, we're America right now. America is in big trouble. Again, America is in really big trouble right now, folks. And what God has said, when my people, 2 Chronicles 7:14, right, Richard?
Amen. That's right.
He's given us a way out.
If my people.
Right. If my people. And, you know, folks, that means all His people, okay? You know, you can't always depend on a very few people to do all the heavy lifting. And that's how we get in trouble in this country, huh?
Mm-hmm.
John, would you want to leave? Because I know you love to pray for America. Would you pray a prayer for America? And folks out there, would you join, John? Remember what God's Word, the Bible, said, okay? So go ahead, John. Would you do that?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, how much time is there?
No, you have right now about 10 minutes, okay?
10 minutes? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Father, we're before You in the name of Jesus, and it's the awesome name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we bring America before You, and, Lord, we don't hide the sin. Pastor Ernie just mentioned 2 Chronicles 7:14 about confessing our sins, and You hear, and then You'll move, and You'll heal the land and turning to You. And, Lord, You are holy, and we are a very wicked nation. We once was a nation that was built on righteousness,
But now, like, wickedness has replaced it, just like that verse said. The wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. Lord, we see the Haitians in here with their pagan gods taking over towns and doing all sorts of awful things. This is not by accident, Lord. So, Father, we're humble, humble, humble before you with all the sins, Lord. And another one I think of is our government is behind trafficking children through the border, Lord. And it is, it's like we're paralyzed, unable to stop it because of corruption in the federal government. So, Lord, we're asking for a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit because politically you can't build a good government on a corrupt base. We need a vibrant base that fears you, that moves in your power, Lord, with repentance, and you are moving to heal the nation. That's what we need, Lord. And then you can have a good government on top of it. So, Lord, we're asking for a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We don't deserve it, but we're asking our Heavenly Father, and we know He hears the prayers of the remnant. So we're crying out to you for that one last great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, so strong that the laws promoting sodomy will fall and will not be recognized as a marriage, Lord.
Amen.
We're asking for that, Lord, that the babies will be protected in the womb, that children will not be molested in kindergarten with the programmed, Lord, groomed in kindergarten, first grade, second grade. No, Lord, that would be completely stopped. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And then, Lord, we're asking for a, please, Lord, don't let Harris be president. Please, Lord. It would be, literally, Trump was right. It would be the end of the nation. That's their goal. Keeping the border open was not by accident. That was planned, a part of destroying us. She would have 4 years to finish off what Biden has started here, Lord, and I don't think we could stand without a move of your spirit and without a good government, Lord. So we're asking that you would allow President Trump to win. You've taken him so far, Lord. All the legal system was against him, and now they're being defeated one by one by one. It's amazing to watch, Lord. And we see, Lord, the assassination, that his head had to be perfectly turned. Otherwise, that bullet would have penetrated his skull, Lord. And it was perfect to so that only his ear was hit and not his skull. That he easily could have been murdered, Lord, and you watched over and it didn't allow it. That debate, Lord, it was all set up. It was three against one. The two moderators were all set against Trump. And then you had Harris there with all her lies and all. And he still won, Lord. The independent, 2-1, turned, as a result of the debate, turned to him going to vote. Lord, you've done so many miraculous things. We're asking you protect him now till the election day, Lord. These people tried once to kill him, and we're asking that they will not be able to, Lord. That your protection will be around him, just as it was in Butler, Pennsylvania, Lord. And he will not be able. He will not be harmed. He will not die. That you will protect him, Lord. Thank you for this. We're crying out to you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You have something for him. The way you have protected him is some. You have something for him, Lord. Some calling upon him. And we want him in that position. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. And then, Lord, after the election, he has to be, January 6th again. is the that he has to be recognized by the Senate board, and they have plans of not of sabotaging it. I pray you would overrule that, Lord. It's not over after he's elected on Election Day. And, Lord, he will make it to the presidency and be protected because you have there's something you have for him, Lord. So we thank you and we praise you. Lord, I ask for a continued anointing on Pastor Ernie and his show here, Lord. I ask that it will be a real beacon of truth, that the viewership will increase in great numbers, that all the funding will be there to keep him on the air, Lord. We thank you and praise you now in Jesus' wonderful, matchless name. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you for that prayer. You know, you're right. Kamala has said that if Trump was to win, she would not certify. It's up to her, the vice president, to certify that she would not recertify the election. Hmm. And so, and again, remember, that's what Mike Pence was supposed to.
Yes, Pastor Ernie. She's bragging on what she'd do, and Trump is going to win. And Pence, the election was stolen, and Pence knew it and went along with it.
Yeah, I know. And that's what he'll be remembered for. You know, when the time came, he buckled under. But he was known
you
for...
You notice how he's completely dropped out of sight now?
Yeah. So, anyhow, we're running out of time tonight. Remember the most important thing to anyone, the time was going to come when only one thing will matter to you. What is that, Richard?
It's where you stand with the Lord and whether you're going to go to heaven or you're going to go to hell. And that's a real, both of them are real places, and you can make that choice.
Is that an absolute?
Absolute for sure.
Okay.
Guaranteed.
I have a verse for that, Pastor Ernie.
Go for it.
The wicked shall be turned into, no. The world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
Yes, all that is in the world, yes.
Absolutely.
All this will pass away, Pastor Ernie, but our relationship with Jesus Christ won't.
And when he tells us, when he tells you to be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves, because he tells you that your works will follow you, Revelation 14:14, that your works will follow you into heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So should that tell people out there right now that this is time to run to this battle, to get involved and try to come out of your comfort zone and get out there and place up crowns that will last forever? Forever. We're out of time. We've come to that point where we come to every night. I want to tell the folks out there, thanks for your support over these years. Thanks for being here tonight. And we want to say now, good night.
Good night.
Okay. Good night, all.
To all of you out there. God bless.
God bless.
And always, let's do it. Ready?
Kick.
Five.